And it's our Health Matters segment with our friends from Finger Lakes Health. So first we'll bring in Kim Alacqua. Kim, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well on this sunny day. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Nice to see the sun shining today.
Oh, yeah. We enjoy it while we can.
Absolutely.
So what do we have going on?
I have two updates. I wanted to announce that Finger Lakes, we've opened a new primary care practice that's going to be starting to see patients on May 1st. And I'd like to welcome Greg Fix. He's a physician assistant, and he's going to be the provider at Finger Lakes Health Primary Care. This is located on the third floor of the medical office building adjacent to Geneva General Hospital. You can start calling now to schedule appointments with him at 315-787-5445, and he will be seeing patients starting on May 1st. This is just another example of our commitment to increase access to primary care in our region. And the second thing is I'd like to give a shout out to both of our emergency departments at Geneva General Hospital and at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital. We continue to have the shortest wait times in the region for throughput. That is from when you're registration until you're discharged, and our average wait times are also the shortest in the region to see a physician. It's 24 minutes at Geneva General and 7 minutes at Soldiers and Sailors.
Wow.
So we're really, really proud of those times.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to give a shout out to those teams.
Beautiful. How about introducing today's guest for us?
Yes, I'm very proud to introduce Josh Pritchard. Josh is an occupational therapist. He is at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital. He sees both inpatient and outpatient.
Josh, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Paul? Good morning.
Doing good. First off, I always like to get a little background on people that come in. So how did you wind up becoming an occupational therapist?
Well, it all started just with some family health concerns with my father. I actually had a stroke. Taking him to his appointments for his physical and occupational therapy, I got talking to occupational therapists there, and I got interested in the career. And then I found the opportunity here in the Finger Lakes at Keuka College, where I went to school here. So I'm very passionate about the career and happy to be here today to talk with you.
Yeah, how long have you been working now within your Finger Lakes Health System?
I've been about 9 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's been a little while.
Yeah, it has. Yep, down at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial in Peña.
And you mentioned physical therapy, occupational therapy. We tend to think therapy is one thing, but it's really two distinctly different disciplines.
Yeah. Well, there is a slight crossover maybe in the acute side, but in an outpatient setting, there's many differences where the occupational therapist, we tend to work on more function-based, so making people independent with like bathing, dressing after a stroke, or if you've had a brain injury, an orthopedic injury, we want to make sure that they're able to get back to what they want to do, finding adaptive strategies, working on meeting their goals of getting independent again with whatever task that they have.
Yeah, because sometimes the way they used to do things may not be the way that they're going to do them in the future.
Exactly, yes. 100%.
How many patients do you see normally a day?
It can vary a little bit, but on the swing bed unit, I see upstairs the acute. I know that you talked a little bit about this last week. We tend to see upwards of about 14 patients on the floor there.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the outpatient setting, it can vary quite a bit, but usually around like five or six every other day.
So you're doing a kind of a combination. You're working with people in the swing bed program who are in and out,
yes,
and then you're working with outpatient care as well.
Yeah, and the outpatient side is more of an orthopedic standpoint. So I work with hands, like wrist fractures, boxers fractures, carpal tunnel syndrome, stuff like that. And then on the inpatient side, you've got very sick individuals who maybe have had a stroke, or just generalized weakness from like a long prolonged hospital stay. So I see a varying amount of people as soldiers there. So it's a nice opportunity to really
kind of take me through your typical day.
Well, normally we start off, I would like to go up to the hospital if I can in the morning and work on people with their cares. Making sure that they're working on their dressing, their bathing, and making sure they're independent or however far they need to be to kind of get home.
And by that, you mean the strategies and the techniques that you have worked with them. You're just trying to follow along and make sure that they're using these strategies and techniques and absolutely. Checking for signs of improvement, signs of potential trouble.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, compensatory techniques, you know, adaptive equipment, you know, sometimes you give them tools to help with that procedure, and also strategies, you know, taking your time, you know, following.
Yeah, because that can be a problem. You can't do some things necessarily at the speed that you once did them before.
Yes, exactly. Yep. So working on that.
And so what happens after that morning session with the folks?
Typically then the physical therapist will come either later that morning or in the afternoon. And then, you know, sometimes I'll come back and check with them too, making sure that they're feeling comfortable. Maybe another extra session if they're up for it.
And that's kind of where that crossover between the physical and the occupational comes in?
Yep. So where I'm working on making sure that they're able to do their cares and all that to get home independently, the physical therapist is working on making sure that they have the strength and endurance to ambulate, to make it to, you know, to their car, to get around their home safely, finding devices such as walkers, canes, you know, even crutches if they need them, to make sure that they're mobile.
We're talking with Josh Pershad, an occupational therapist with Finger Lakes Health down at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital. So it sounds like you're dealing with a wide variety of things on a daily basis.
Yes, yeah, definitely, especially in where I'm at, because I'm doing the outpatient and the inpatient. So it kind of lets me work on all my skill sets, you know, keep it fresh.
Now, what do you enjoy about working within the UR Medicine and Finger Lakes Health family?
I've always enjoyed working in the family. We've got really great staff that are passionate and care about their patients. And, you know, I feel as if, you know, working there, we've really done a great job at helping the community. From a community standpoint, a lot of our therapists live in the area, live amongst all of our patients. You know, you can see them at Tops, wave to them, and you know, we really care. So.
How many years of education did you go through to be able to become an occupational therapist?
I got my master's, so it's an accelerated program through Keuka College, which is, it's 5 years continuous instead of the six that you might see at like Utica College or Ithaca College. I got my master's degree. And then they're also offering a doctorate, but I just have the master's right now.
It's kind of, all right, I've done enough. I want to get out in the real world and do this.
Yeah, like working with the people.
Yeah. And I guess maybe that's one of the best parts of the job is working with people.
Yes. Yeah. I love to work with people, love helping people. It's always been a part of who I am. So I've always enjoyed this career and what it offers for me.
Where do you see yourself going in the future?
Continuing, because I have such a broad range right now, I love to continue kind of working in that, you know, eventually maybe settling down in either just outpatient or inpatient. But for now, I just keep going with what I'm doing.
And as you said, there's a kind of a difference between inpatient care and outpatient care.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. The outpatient, like I said, it's primarily just orthopedic stuff. You do see some strokes still, but that's like after they've gone home. Mm-hmm. It's kind of more of the fine-tuning or working on what they started at the inpatient level. Whereas, you know, the inpatient swing bed is more like a short-term rehab. So you're like working with people to get them home safely in order.
I got to think one of the more rewarding parts of the experience is watching people as they go through using different techniques, therapies, et cetera, watching them progress, watching them get better, watching them be able to get back to doing simple things that we take for granted, like getting in the car and going somewhere.
Yeah. There's no better feeling than when you have a patient meet the success and you can see it on their face, you know, and you're just as happy as they are that they're able to accomplish their goals.
Now, if people want to find out more information about the occupational therapy, how do they reach out?
Thanks for asking, Paul. We actually have three outpatient clinics where we offer occupational therapy. We have it at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital. We also offer it at Guernsey Rehab at Geneva General, and we have it in Waterloo All of our locations and the phone numbers are on flhealth.org. And I also want to say happy Occupational Therapy Month to Josh and the rest of the team. Oh. And also they do work with the residents over in our long-term care that need rehab too.
So
wide spectrum. We're very fortunate to have such a great occupational therapy team.
So you really do
Health.
Cover a wide spectrum in your job.
Yes, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much, Josh. It's been great. Kim, good to see you as always. Thank you so much.
Nice to see you, Paul.
It is 8:48. It's FLX Morning.